talking to We Are Change Kentucky, We Are Change Ohio. Later in the shower, they were assaulted by private security guns and police at the NRA convention in Louisville, Kentucky. They peacefully went to the event. They had accredited press passes they got. When they asked Oliver North about continuity of government, I'm going to play some of that video later, came out in Congress. Their plan to put Americans in concentration camps, which is now mainstream news, repackaged, brought out. More news on that today. They told them leave, and as they were leaving, they tackled one guy in the back, then stole their camera equipment, stole their digital recording chips, and then threatened to charge them all with felonies, saying that something about having computer chips and cameras was absconding with federal evidence, and they were all going to prison for the rest of their lives. And then they just screamed at them and laughed at them for 45 minutes. And that's what our country's turned into, just a land of humiliation, a land of cowardice, a land of degeneracy. I have another big story here out of the New York Times today, and I want to spend more time on this and take your calls on this issue and on some other issues as well. And this just says that people turn in their children, grandchildren, parents for money, the most petty of crimes, marijuana, you name it, and they just call up wanting $100, $500. They say, you know, my son's smoking pot, I need $500. And they go, all right, we're coming. And it says it's good. The article's about how good this is and how the people are finally being good Americans. And you can't make this up. You can't make up. We are the most slovenly, degenerate, wicked people on earth. Now, a lot of us are good. I'm saying by and large. It's like you have a barrel of apples and, you know, 60% of the apples are filled with worms and there's a bunch of cow manure dumped on top of it and then a bucket of ticks. You don't eat apples out of any of that. I mean, are there 40% good apples? Yes, but the worms are now eating into those and soon there won't be any apples left. It'll just be a big mush of worms and ticks. And I mean, that's really what we are. And it's a country where cowards like Oliver North that hate this country and helped ship in narcotics, as the CIA's own Solicitor General reported to Congress, and who helped run death squads, is hailed as a conservative, as his conservative god, George Bush, opens the border, triples the size of the BATF, destroys the dollar, destroys our name. And, of course, Oliver North is nothing but a complete coward and a puppet and a fake conservative. I mean, he's not even worth a mention, other than the fact that he had his goons violate the First Amendment rights of U.S. citizens. And it's one thing to do that in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Colombia. It's another thing to do that in the U.S. And now they have Mexican cartels run by the CIA murdering police in the U.S., murdering the other drug cartels that haven't paid their cuts. As the people that run our government, the Criminal Crime Syndicate consolidates its power. Our government's running these hits and running these operations. And I'm just tired of it. I'm tired. I mean, look, it's simple. The big banks that own our country, they decided, why don't we just take over the U.S.? Why don't we just run it? Why don't we triple charge people for their water and triple charge for their trash pickup? And why don't we arrest people and give them 10 years in prison for speeding now, or arrest you for not having a seatbelt, or arrest you for not having a turn signal on? Or why don't we train your children to tattle on you? Or you know, why don't we just take everything over? And they said, okay, let's do it. And they've done it. And they bring the drugs in, and they put your young people in prison making widgets. And then the idiot population says, oh, make them prisoners work. They're lazy. What you don't know is that those prisoners then compete against you. Those prisoners then take your jobs because they're working for 20 cents an hour. How are you going to compete with that? The illegal will work for $5 an hour. The prisoner works for 20 cents an hour on average. What's going to happen to your job? What's going to happen to your economy? What's going to happen to your country? Up on WeAreChange.org and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can look at the story, We Are Change Assaulted by Police in Louisville. And it just lets you know, another nail in the coffin as the U.S. sinks under the ocean of third world despotism and becomes a banana boat republic with a hyper-techno-police state overlay. Couldn't be a worse thing happen.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are Change Ohio. Had press passes, were accredited, got up during the question and answer for press for Oliver North and asked about continuity of government. And they asked politely. It's been reported by three of them we've talked to. And then they were followed because, you know, I mean, imagine all these cops who are trained to fight terror. They've been taught in all their manuals and training that anybody that talks about FEMA camps or martial law, you know, they're being trained for it, is a terrorist. And so they tackle them, grab the cameras, freak out, talk about how they're going to set them up, how they're going in for felonies, for videotaping stuff. I mean, you know, there's no real terrorist, but they all watch 24 and think they're Jack Bauer. So the press is now Al-Qaeda. It's like they'll kill you in Mexico if you report on government drug dealing. They're starting to kill reporters here and kill cops here. AP reports, they've told our cops, work for us or you die. And our cops are saying, we work for you. It's a nation run by fear and cowardice. And the death squads are run by the CIA, and they, as we told you 3 years ago, and it's now mainstream news. The media acts like, oh, the death squads are government trained. They're now operating in Texas and Indiana, and all they're killing people. And, oh, my God, our government doesn't control them. They trained them, and now they're out of control. They've always controlled them. And now it's time for us to be third world slaves. But I thought I would go ahead and go to the document cam so I can show people what's going on here. Oh, I was going to show them a video, but I don't even have my controller in here. I got to get that switcher in here. This isn't working. I don't know where the controller is. I wanted to show people this video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are out there. And I don't have that little switcher. Oh, here it is. Why should I even show people this stuff with North? They don't even care. Just don't. Look, you're all going to get it, okay? All of you that like the system, all of you that think it's real funny. Here's the video of it from my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. Okay? Here it is.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you do have those standby provisions, and the plans are there, and the statutory emergency plans are there, whereby you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military, and arrest Americans and hold them in detention camps.
Okay, you can just type in Oliver North, FEMA camps in, and look, if I sound mad on air, I'm not mad at the people at the network, anybody here, I'm mad. I mean, it makes me sick looking at Oliver North. I mean, you know, this fake American, this fake Marine, this fake patriot, all they're doing is killing the country. Something Hitler couldn't do, something Stalin couldn't do, something Mao couldn't do. And they wrap themselves in the flag while they do it. They scientifically manipulate you and have these things like war stories and associate themselves with Audie Murphy and other heroes. It's disgusting. It's disgusting to watch them get away with this over and over again. And they're just taking the whole country. They're taking the whole thing down. I mean, this tore my guts out this morning when I read this story out of the New York Times, where they're just happily reporting. It's up on the document cam for folks that are watching online right now. As prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime. That's right. That's their job, it says. And, I told the story just last week about one of the famous cases. I mean, I always use cases that are well known. There's literally thousands I've seen until I see it now in a newspaper, and I get sad. I get upset. I get anxious. My heart starts beating because I want justice to be done. I want bad guys to go to jail. I can't believe we're in this much trouble. It's like we're just going deeper and deeper down a black hole I know we're not coming out of. About the guy in North Carolina that owned a couple of nurseries for plants, and every year he went to Texas, to Houston, to buy yopons that were going to be shipped by 18-wheeler. They gave him a discount if he paid cash, and he had $14,000. And he happened to whip it out, some cash out to pay at the airport. And the woman, it said, was making 30-something grand a year, but she made 200 grand a year in getting a percentage of the seizures. No drugs found, no criminal record, and they just took his money. And he never got it back, and the courts just said, doesn't matter if you don't have drugs, we're going to take it. And they don't stop, folks. And there's famous cases of the DPS in Texas pulling over an 80-something-year-old woman who carried around $4,000 cash with her, as most old-time women would carry a lot of money around with them back from the Depression days. Turned out she was an heiress of some oil baron, hundreds of millions. But they pull her over, brand new Cadillac, come over to her car. They say, mind if we search? She says, okay, officer. They get the $3,000-$4,000 in her wallet, and they just take it. I mean, that's what America is, folks. They'll come in all the time when they raid people for guns that aren't even illegal. They go ahead and take your gold, bust it in your safe. They just put it right in their pockets, right in front of you. And it's admitted. I mean, I can sit here for 1,000 hours reading mainstream news articles about police selling each other drugs to seize bars and restaurants that they then own and run, or stealing people's houses, planting drugs on them, or stealing your land and killing you. Hell, a lot of times if they decide they want your ranch, they'll just, cops will come right out and kill you and then use it as their deer hunting ranch. I mean, they'll just walk you out back and line you up and boom, blow the back of your head right off. And I mean, you know, I mean, it's the most criminal group there is out there. Now that's the higher up cops in certain corrupt divisions. The average cops just out writing tickets and following orders, and they're not corrupt. And they're just out raising money and writing tickets to hire more cops. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, I really can't. I want to take your calls. I know I got a bunch of you that are holding, John and Chris and Mark and a bunch of other people. Is this land of the free, home of the brave? I mean, is this what our country's all about? As prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime. To gas prices, foreclosure rates, and the cost of rice, add this rising cost indicator the number of tips to the police from people hoping to collect reward money. Calls to the Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers hotline in the first quarter of the year were up 30% over last year. San Antonio had a 44% increase. Cities and towns from Detroit to Omaha to Beaufort, North Carolina, all report increases of 25% or more in the first quarter, with tipsters telling operators they need the money for rent, light bills, and baby formula. Biggest part of our economy is prisons. After that, it's military. After that, it's surveillance. I mean, that's what we are. We are the most evil, wicked, pathetic, degenerate, scum-filled nation of trash. And I'm not even talking about the police or the government. I mean, the general public are just mindless, gibbering monkeys. And let me tell you something. They set off nukes and then tell the gibbering population to put Americans in camps and that they'll get their milk and honey back, they'll do it. If you don't think that the Great Depression, 90% of us, or 85, lived on farms and could feed ourselves, and thousands starved, millions went hungry. Right now, 5% can take care of themselves. They're going to be demonic animals like you've never seen. Okay? Oh, God. Roving. We're going to make Mexico look like heaven in this country. If you're not going to fight, if you're not going to stay and fight for the country and try to turn it around, you should evacuate. Not that other countries are good. It's just that this is the land of scum. Continuing, calls to the Southwest Crime Stoppers hotline in the first quarter went up 30%. I already read that. For this year, everyone that's called has pretty much been looking for money, said Sergeant Lawrence Beller, who answers Crime Stoppers calls. You mean snitch Soviet Death of America systems, at the Sussex County, New Jersey Sheriff's Office. That's as opposed to the last couple of years where people were just sick of crime and wanted to do something about it. As a result, many programs report a substantial increase in Crime Stopper-related arrest and recovering property as callers turn in their neighbors, grandchildren, and former boyfriends in exchange for a little cash. But see, their instinct's gone. It's not that I'm even that good of a person. I don't tattle on people because I know it's a crime. I know it's wicked. I know it contributes to a tattletale scum society. I mean, it's not even training that makes me never tattle on anybody. I can't do it. I mean, I would physically put a mask on and beat somebody over the head with a baseball bat before I'd call Johnny Law to do something to him, and I'm not that I would do that, but you know what I mean. I mean, I'll do it myself. On Friday, a woman called the Regional Crime Stoppers line in Macon, Georgia, to find out when she could pick up her reward money for a recent tip. She was irritated to learn that she would have to wait until Monday. See, the government loves to train you to do this. I mean, it's one thing to let people call and tattle, but you should never get rewards. And see, it started for bank robbers and killers and, ooh, very rare. Now it's for everything. Just and it's just swapping hogs. I'm in a bind. I really need it. I'm in a bind, she told the hotline operator. There's a lot of stuff I know, but I didn't open my mouth. If I weren't in a bind, I wouldn't open my mouth because I'm white trash scum.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War.
Look, we've had it too good too long.
Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies.
And that's why we're going to be slaves.
Grave digger.
We're going to get hurt real bad.
Could you make it shallow?
But they're good at scientifically doing it. To one person here, couple there, take this person's child, taser this person, hit you with soft kill bioweapons and the vaccines to kill you slow, kick in down the road. But I guess Willie Nelson's right. In the end, we all fall down anyways. We all fall down.
We all fall down.
Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
John in Ohio, then Chris, Mark, and others. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, before I get to my working against this privatization in my local city here, you know me as someone who's an unaffiliated free thinker who agrees with the Marxist socialist analysis. But I think that in certain ways, we've got, you know, my original exposure to a Marxist socialist analysis was way back in the 60s and 70s with the Progressive Labor Party, PLP.org, if you want to look them up. But they were the first one to introduce me, long before you did, to the eugenics programs of the Rockefeller interest on Wall Street and the Bank of London and the Central Intelligence Agency, the World Bank, the IMF. They were the ones that first introduced me to false flag terrorism. They were the ones that introduced me to Operation Gladio way back in the 70s.
I know, but you'll never listen that the globalists funded communism in their own documents. It's just impossible for you. You just deny all those facts and just say it isn't true. So fine, believe what you want, John.
Well, the points I've just made, I think, are speak for themselves. That there's a clear
But the communists did false flag events too, John.
The point I'm making here is everything you said along the point of eugenics has been in long monographs I've seen at PLP way back in the 60s and 70s. And that's why I agree with 60% of what you're saying, and I disagree with 40%. I think you're doing great work there, but I think in many ways you're contradictory because, for instance, when you had David J. Smith on criticizing Chavez and, by implication, Evo Morales in Bolivia.
Well, let's get one thing straight. Hey, John. Hold on a minute. Number one, this is not some monolithic show, and I don't agree completely with every guest I have on, just like I don't completely agree with a lot of things you're saying. I mean, a lot of these other shows are monolithic, and it's all just one view or one idea. We're having a large college debate here. Go ahead.
Okay, what I'm just saying, though, is that this kind of knee-jerk piggybacking on generations of anti-communist corporate propaganda leads us into actually opposing the very things we support. For instance, Evo Morales in Bolivia actually opposed the privatization of the water after there was a revolutionary upheaval because the peasants and the workers down there couldn't even live because of what was going on.
No, I understand. I understand that. I understand that communism is, quote, the solution in Latin America to a lot of the wrongs of neo-feudalism. But that's kind of like saying the cure for cyanide is arsenic. And look, I appreciate your call, John. I mean, you never address Carol Quigley and the documents and Lord Milner and the fact that they funded the communists to destroy the Tsar. And that's just a fact. And so I don't believe it's a communist conspiracy. I believe communism is one tool, like radical Islam, the Wahhabists are created by the British Intel, just like all these major groups are. It's called the Great Game, and that's what Carol Quigley writes about. And I mean, that's really their corporate documents. That's their corporate history, their record. And so look, I reject your left-right paradigm. Just because I criticize what you know as is the right-wing fascist structure doesn't mean that I then embrace the other wing of the same bird of prey, the left wing. I reject it all. It's part of a false paradigm, a false political template. Before the bankers put out their disinfo 120 years ago, and then it became dominant in the last 80, people knew it as liberty versus tyranny. I'm for liberty. Period.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on and will immortalize.
And boys, too.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. Tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend, and I'll rise again.
The government's not your friend. It's run by absolutely ruthless criminals.
I am an American Indian. My tribe is Cherokee.
You need to understand that.
My forefathers loved this land. They left it here for
these are very dangerous people.
White man came with boats and trains and dirty factories.
They are trying to start World War III. All right, we're going to go to Adam Cuttington here in a minute from We Are Change Kentucky. And ladies and gentlemen, what happened to them is just so incredible. I mean, not only being beat up, slammed to the ground, slammed one of their faces into the wall for no reason, equipment stolen, then they cops for what, close to an hour celebrated the evil. And we're talking about how they were going to charge them with felonies and do this and that and threatening them and screaming at them like drill sergeants and then laughing. I mean, I get really angry to read about grandmothers turning their grandchildren in for warrant money, you know, for marijuana. and the schools training the children to tattle on their parents. I mean, this country is far gone. And I feel the evil growing, and I just can't believe how bad we are and how sick we are. And it is just so shameful. Everybody out there, the only defense to this is being not drinking and driving, not using any pharmacological drugs, not using any illegal drugs, and just really realizing that the world is very dangerous now. There are cockroaches and scum and trash and parasites everywhere. And the only revenge is living well. The only revenge is making it through this. And God help us when they fully implode the economy. The general public are just going to be absolute demons. And it's just, we are a nation of trash. It really is true. And the cancer is growing. I don't see any way the country can reverse the course. To see innocence framed. You know, in my new film, Truth Rising, it won't be out for a few months because we're still adding some things to it. But I show screenings of it the last two nights. We got police coming up and saying, that's a gun. Your camera's a gun. I'm going to arrest you for this gun. And laughing with a DV cam tape. And you know, you'd probably go to prison for a camera now. They'll say it's a laser beam. They'll say it's kryptonite. I mean, I don't know. They'll say it's a bomb, a nuclear bomb. Coming up and saying, we know you don't have bombs, but we're going to say you have bombs. No, that's what we are, folks. I mean, they always frame people, but now they just do it on tape. And to know that these young men went in there and they got press passes, they were polite. They brought up continental government concentration camps to North. And they then were leaving. And here to just tell, because, I mean, I Adam Cuttington, this happened to with three other guys, called into the Sunday show and told part of it. And then I heard and read the rest of it. It's up on Infowars.com right now. And it was even worse than what he was saying because they split them all up, you know, telling him, oh, you put one of those memory sticks, because, you know, he had one memory stick in the camera, one in his pocket. They then searched him after they stole the camera and said, oh, you got another memory stick. That's federal evidence because this is a government facility. That makes it Homeland Security federal. You're going to get a felony for this memory stick in your pocket. And I'm surprised they didn't say it was, you know, an antimatter Death Star or something. I mean, you know. I mean, that's what they do. It's just all about lies, all about criminality, all about them ruling and just dominating and being bullies and being scum, and they're hiring felons and hiring all. I mean, this is bad, folks. They're building camps. I have it in the news today here. I know we got loaded phones. I'm going to get to you. I can't believe this is happening. And they just incrementally do it. Let's go to Adam Cuttington. Adam, recap what happened to you, and then now talking to the other guys when they split you up, what they're saying, because, I mean, our press is attacked. We don't even have press now. They've called for arresting We Are Change, attacking, killing. They've called for you to be taken to secret camps on national news. That's a White House talking point. It scares them so much to have citizens come up at public events and embarrass them with real issues that they are escalating the violence towards us. And people Google Oliver North. I want people to follow him everywhere he goes, go to every event, and bring up First Amendment questions to him, but bring more people. I mean, this is just incredible. Because if we let the chilling effect win, if we let them win, it's over. Adam?
Yeah, great to be with you again, Alex.
Recap what happened and give me all those other developments, because I heard you guys last night on another show with Cosmos really getting into it all, because it was even worse than what you were saying on my show.
Yeah, from just being in my own perspective and us splitting pretty much after that happened, you know, I didn't get even everybody else's full account. Like I said yesterday, we had confronted Oliver North first on continuity of government. We supported a new investigation of 9/11 in camps. Then Ted Nugent on 9/11. When we were about to leave, we've seen that Oliver North was doing a book signing in the hall inside to go over and hand him some literature.
And let's be clear, a lot of these guys are former Iraq troops from the last 5 years. You go to a death camp for, and that's in the news today, for a secret execution before you're thrown into a lime pit for even criticizing the government in Iraq under the democracy. And so for them, that's why I'm taking you to a lime pit in the near future. And I'm not joking, folks. I don't kid around on the show or exaggerate. They are training to murder you and your family. And we must stop them now. But go ahead. Finish your story.
All right. I stood across the hall when they went up to the table to get to get that event from another angle. And they ended up swarming at that time. they confiscated our press passes and told us to leave. We were walking out the hall, and the camera was actually Trad. The officer behind us all tried snatching the camera out of Sam's hand. That's why he jerked back on it and was taken to the ground.
He jerked back on a god when he snuck up and grabbed at the camera? Oh, my God. You even looked at a god? Moses had to look at a bush. You were looking at them?
Oh, I mean, he just came up from behind him. You know, just from behind him and tried to grab him. I mean, what would be normal reaction? So anyways, that's when I believe they tried provoking an incident and actually taking him to the ground and putting him in cuffs. We were continuing to be let outside. Outside, Cody Deeds tried to...
Have you seen the pictures where they cut him up?
Yeah, I've seen the hand. The picture of the hand.
Well, that's what Al-Qaeda gets. Well, tell folks what else happened.
When Cody was trying to document it, two officers rushed him, got his camera. They proceeded to take all of our cameras at that time, take our information, or take our memory sticks out of them, tape CDs, what have you, delete our internal memory, take our batteries out of them.
Third world cesspit. Now, let's be clear, you had official press passes.
We had press passes that were acquired weeks before through the NRA Public Affairs Office, because on the NRAILA.org website,
now that's the National Registration Assault Group. Go ahead.
I said it was open to the press, so I called, gave the credentials. They were waiting for us when we got there. Everything was fine.
This is sick.
So, anyways, after they take our memory and our batteries, what have you, they kind of get us off to different sides, threaten us with different things. Cody's threatened with a federal, I believe, Class D felony for tampering with evidence, supposedly, because he tried removing the memory stick from his camera before
tampering with evidence. Oh, so they were claiming a crime was committed with the cameras. See how they just make stuff up? Just totally made up. False charges, official oppression. Have you learned the names of any of these dirtbags, or they wouldn't give it to you?
They wouldn't give us any information on the officer that.
Yeah, they're just going to steal
down to the ground.
They're just going to steal your equipment. That's probably wasn't even a cop. They're just going to steal your equipment. That's it. And they're just shut up. Shut up. So what else happened?
Like I said, they were threatening us with felonies, what have you, federal felonies because it was state property. They erased all of our memories, gave us the cameras back, and released Sam and just told us to get out of here, banned us from the property for life. And we went our own ways from there. But the entire event, I mean, literally minutes before, we were watching Ted Nugent upstairs talk about kill any carjacker or anyone you see commit a crime with Louisville Metro Police Department standing right next to him smiling. But we go downstairs to try to use our First Amendment are completely violated. I mean,
yeah, we're way far gone. I got an article here where there's not 1 million people now in the terror database. It's 8 million. Oh, we're all terrorists, and the cops are training to fight roadside bombs. I mean, give me a break, folks. It's all made up to federalize everything, and they're going to push and push till people fight back, and then they're going to say, see, there's terrorists everywhere. You know, oh, this father won't let you take his 3-year-old for no reason. Oh, he's a terrorist. Oh, I'm the authority. I'm just so sick of all these do-nothing, nobody people with low IQs that then rule over us and just have their way with us while the bankers set up on high over us. I mean, aren't you sick of it, Adam?
I'm completely sick. I'm fed up. I'm sick to my stomach, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even an anger or a rage anymore. I'm just like, I mean, I guess you haven't heard me read the New York Times article where people are turning in their grandchildren for money.
Right.
That's how people make their money in America now, is tattletale lines.
ridiculous. It's the police state.
Listen to this. For tips that bring results, programs in most places pay $50 to $1,000, with some jurisdictions giving bonuses for help solving the most serious crimes, an extra gun bounty if a weapon is recovered. That's why the carpet cleaner guy saw a shotgun on a rack on the wall, you know, 7-8 years ago and called the police on me. It didn't matter. He thought guns were illegal and he was going to get some money. In Sussex County, the average payment for a tip that results in arrest is $400. But then when your car gets stolen, they won't come out. You got to, I mean, it's just sick. A snitch society. I am ashamed of this country. What about you?
I'm right there with you, brother. I mean, cops don't even come out to domestic disturbance or what have you, but somebody using their First Amendment, it's SWAT. It's swarm, you know?
No, God, that's evil. You don't talk. You don't ask questions. Listen to this. Usually you deliver the money in an unmarked car and meet them somewhere, he said, but these people come right to the office and walk right through the front door. So, you know, I mean, that's what cops do now. It's all secret police activity. I mean, totally warped. It used to be something for a, you know, bank robber or for some famous, you know, killer, cop killer, there'd be a reward. Now it's just for everything. Some Crime Stoppers coordinator said the program appeals to community spirit. Community spirit? How degenerate. And emphasizes that not everyone who calls in is after money. But their advertising makes no bones about the benefits of a good tip. Now, here in Austin, for at least 10 years, they give every elementary and middle school student by a fifth grade, they give them a card, and they get $200 when they turn family members in, and they just teach them, turn your mommy and daddy in. And then the parents send their children to this place where your children are being taught to look for you doing something wrong. I mean, this is ridiculous. We live in a prison with a bunch of drug dealers running it. I mean, this is sick. It's not enough for you to bring the drugs in. You have to then... what would you like to see happen? You know, up on the computer screen, up on the document cam, a picture of Oliver North from booktour.com/author/North. Just type Oliver North Book Tour and you'll get it. Confirmed events this Saturday, May 24th, 6 p.m. At the Cornerstone Church, 726 West Old Hickory Boulevard, Madison, Tennessee. More info. And because he's such an important trafficker and death squad commander for them, they're listening. He'll be aware of it. But I say 20, 30 of you go and just peacefully ask questions and have people out front in cars to get video of the whole thing and show how the whole anti-terror apparatus is about stopping you from asking questions. But the border's wide open and drug dealers killed a bunch of cops last week. Doesn't matter. They'll now learn to work with the CIA. The CIA's got their proxy. And we got this Sunday, Cornerstone Church again, May 25th at 8 p.m., 726 West Old Hickory Road, Madison, Tennessee. We got a lot of listeners in Tennessee, and people should go to this. And, I don't think it'll be as bad there because they'll just have some local goons, and sometimes you've got cops that still think this is America, and they'll just tell you to leave. Leave when they say it, though. Are you thinking about going around Lord North anymore, or are you just going to... Or have you had enough rodeo with him?
If he comes back around the area, I mean, I'd be glad to go and ask some questions again. I mean, it's my patriotic duty.
Well, you guys, even though you had your property stolen, how many memory sticks, how many batteries?
I know of my battery, and I believe another one. Me and Cody had memory sticks, or me, Cody, Brad had memory sticks. I believe Sam had a straight to DVD, I believe, or straight to mini disc, I believe.
Well, three batteries, two chips. We're talking $300 easy of stolen goodies, and that's what they do. No judge, no jury, no arrest. They've been in Baghdad. You're not going to be a slave, and that's the end of it. Well, we'll talk to you as this develops. Get a hold of the guys. I want to have you all on tomorrow. Take care, Adam.
All right, you too.
Appreciate you, man. And again, folks, we're in dire straits when they're going after the press like this. I mean, we're in dire, dire straits. Gosh, not enough to have free speech zones and trample everything. Don't forget our sponsors. We've got a final segment. I'm going to come back and take some calls. But our sponsors for this hour are Interfood, Aloe's, and eFoods Direct. And Interfood is the best green food, bar none, out there anywhere that I have found. 20 really power-packed ingredients for 100% absorption. It's unpasteurized superfoods. We take it here in the office. We love it. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, corella. Balanced energy all day long, weight loss, you name it, 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, get 10% off. Or go to InfoWars.com. When you link through on the banner there on the site, you get 10% off. So go to InfoWars.com and link through to Interfood. And then, of course, there is the fine folks at the people that bring you the fine products like the Beta Prostate, like the Colon Cleanse, Body Cleanse, New Vitality. Big banner up on InfoWars.com. Be sure and visit that. Be sure and check that out. Aloes really flushes you out, really cleans you out, detoxifies you. It'll probably be a legal center. I'm not joking. They're trying to ban all herbs products for you. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. We'll come back in the final segment, but don't forget Aloes Body Cleanse.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
There is in the greatest storybook ever written a statement that the greatest storyteller who ever told a story, and all his stories are true, mind you, that greatest storyteller is not mocked. There are the mockers, but it is not generally told what happens to them. What happened to the famous figure who said, Christianity will end, it will disappear, etc., etc.? What happened to the Brazilian president who said if he got 500,000 votes from his party, not even God could remove him from presidency? What happened when the builder of the Titanic said not even God could sink it? What happened to the mocking group who laughingly said God could not get in their car unless it was in the trunk? What happened to the Jamaica journalist who said the Bible was the worst book ever written? What happened to the famous actress who mockingly said to a famed evangelist, I don't need your Jesus? There's more to this list of mockers which we tell, and then tell the untold of what actually happened to them as a result of their mockery. Told at AnotherUntoldStory.com. Take 5 minutes and learn the untold story of the mockers at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com. They're interesting stories.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
There's a lot of you out there laughing about everything I've said. But you're going to find out soon enough that I'm not joking about any of it. This century is going to make the last century pale in significance. Blood is going to flow through the streets. And all you tough guy cops, you're going to be so tired of killing fellow citizens and beating them, it's not going to be fun anymore. This is what you want. This is what you get. You want to be a big man? You want to be an evil thug? Don't worry. You're going to get to be. going to get to have your wish, all of it. The truth is, dreams come true. A lot of you are in love with nightmares. But you're going to get to live those nightmares you've had, what you thought were dreams. The truth is, we all get what we want, what we truly want. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air, Chris. We got to move quick.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
For all those people that think that, you know, none of this is happening, you know, I can absolutely vouch for the fact that it is. And I think that we're so far past the time for arguing and, you know, the people that call your show and, you know, try to say that, you know, they argue with you and ninny around and the chicken necks, like you like to call them. You know, with in Florida, I have a personal experience with the police where I had a car that was bought and paid for. At the time, it was a nice new Explorer, and they pulled me over, and they threw some dope in the back. They unpossessed my car, and I got a felony conviction. I told my probation officer that, you know, I was completely innocent. He said, yeah, it happens all the time, you know, and that was it. Now, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, I can't get it done.
What did you say to these hardcore demons? And hold on, sir. We're going to go into overdrive. In fact, tell the two of them, that's all right, just about 15 minutes, because I got a Ron Paul retransmission interview that's coming up on the InfoWars stream in about 20 minutes, so I don't want to miss that. But I want Mark and Rich and everybody else that's holding to hold over. We're good for overdrive, another 20 minutes or so? Good. But I want to hear your story. What did you say to this individual? And for the callers, call in 512-646-5400, 512-646-5400, including you, Chris, in Florida, when we let you go in a minute. I mean, did you say to them, why are you doing this to me? I'm a human. Did you talk to the psychopaths? Because sometimes it works to go, I'm a human. I have a family. Don't do this. Or did you smart off to him? Did he say, hey, I'm going to show you? Or what happened? I want to hear specifically how this wickedness happened.
Alex, I was polite as could be. Mm-hmm. I had never had an arrest before. You know, they were bored. They came over, and I said, I was being totally compliant. I said, you can search my car with the dog if you want.
Well, that's why they did that. Yeah, because once you've done that, then they can make a fake conviction stick with the consent. Just work with us. We're your friends, Mr. Johnson, or whatever your name is.
Right. And what happened was one of the cops was kind of playing the nice cop, and the other one was playing kind of the tough guy.
Yeah, it's all about winning. It's about the hurting the American, having the victory. Yeah.
But why? You know, why? You know what I mean?
Because they're evil, sir. They're probably both hardcore drug dealing felons. Tell you what, I want to hear more of this story. I want you to call me right now at 512-646-5400, okay?
Let me see if I can remember that.
Yeah. Listen, here's the number again. 512-646-5400, okay? John will just give it to you right now. Put him on hold and give it to him. Other callers call that. We're out of time. We'll see you at InfoWars.com. Only on the streams right now. Ron Paul's coming up in 30 minutes. You got to go to InfoWars.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.